Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Coming up
today on Watching Your Wealth, how to speak to your parents about their estate plan.
Sit back, relax, and grab your earbuds. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, while you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Avi Kestenbaum is an estate planning lawyer and partner, and Meltzer Lippi, and he's here to give us some tips on how we can speak to our parents about their estate plan. Welcome, Avi.
Thank you for having me here.
My pleasure. Avi, so this is a really touchy subject for some families, and so you say we must start from a position of respect of our parents first, right?
Absolutely. The whole concept of estate planning, which includes transferring wealth, also includes unity, strong family relationships, and it has to start with respect. And children, when they speak with their parents about estate planning, it has to be done with dignity and respect. Their parents may be elderly, may have some fears about giving up control, and children must remember their parents are always their parents.
Right. So you don't want to necessarily speak to them like a child or like an equal. There's always that differential respect you want to show them and think about how it might feel for them.
Absolutely. One of the great lessons I was taught was the word child doesn't have an age for it. So a child is a child at five and at 75, and we have to treat our parents with proper respect.
That's a good one. Now, some parents may think kids are just want to talk to about their estate plan because they're trying to get a bigger share of the estate. First of all, what do you say to that? And then second of all, if that's not what you're going for, how do you make sure your parents don't think that's what you're going for?
All right. So as an experienced estate planning attorney, it's probably true a lot of the time that the children are trying to try to get as much as possible. But on the other hand, obviously, there are estate taxes and other possibilities that may diminish the children and grandchildren's inheritances. And there's no reason that proper planning shouldn't be done. But again, it has to be done in the right way. And not that children are trying to grab at their inheritances, but instead it's a conversation, and it's something the parents should actually enjoy if they love their children.
So you're talking more about having the conversation revolve around taxes and tax planning versus I want that.
Absolutely. The conversation is about, hey, mom and dad, we love you. We want you to be around forever. We don't even need to know your business necessarily if you're still young and spry and know what you're doing. But have you spoken to your lawyer? Have you tried to minimize the taxes? Unless you want a lot going to Uncle Sam, hey, why don't you do some planning? It's only beneficial to the family.
That's a good point. You don't need to know your parents' actual number, so to speak, but knowing that they have a game plan is what's most important.
Exactly. In fact, I don't even think it's healthy that children know exactly what their parents have.
Mm.
Again, maybe when parents are very elderly and they need help and they need care, but otherwise, again, I think it interferes with the relationship with parent and child, and it's not healthy that the children know everything their parents have.
Interesting. That's a good point, and I would think it also depends on the family. Each family's a little bit different. Now, what happens if you're the sibling talking to your parents, but you have other siblings who aren't in on that conversation? I would think that could cause some issues.
Absolutely, especially if you're the sibling who has the conversation and then you find yourself appointed executor or power of attorney or healthcare proxy or see a little bit more of the inheritance in the future. So, yes, appearance of impropriety has to be avoided. Even in the conversation with the parents, the other children should probably know about it. Things should be clear. And one really has to go beyond a shadow of the doubt when speaking to one's parents that the other children won't hear about it, won't find out about it, and think that there's some game plan to grab more of the future inheritance.
Mm, good point. So how do you do that? Let your other siblings, like, send them an email saying, hey, I just had this conversation with mom, just thought you'd want to know, or...
So, Veronica, you made a great point earlier when you said every situation is different. Obviously, there are situations where one child is estranged and it's difficult to include that child. Mm. It could be the parents don't want one or two of the children knowing about it. But again, it is a difficult with no perfect solution, but obviously documenting that this is being done properly, maybe having an attorney involved or definitely having an attorney involved who can guide the child how to do it in the right way to not only protect a future estate dispute, which is, again, a legal dispute, which can get very messy and ugly, but even to interfere with the relationship, the future relationship among the siblings.
This is all helpful info. Thank you so much, Avi.
Thank you.
This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of the Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.